Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Life isn't always rainbows and lollipops. There are tough times out there. Tough times, violence, war, death. But trouble can make for a good movie when done right. This week, I'm looking at a documentary about a police assault on a man with schizophrenia, a literary historical drama about a little girl living in Nazi Germany, and, to end on a lighter note, a documentary about Jewish comedians. Alien Boy, The Life and Death of James Chassie, directed by Brian Lindstrom. James Chassie grows up in Portland, Oregon, along with the early punk scene. Jim Jim, as he was called, is into groups like the Wipers, and he had his own band. He loves comics, he draws one-copy zines, believes in ghosts and werewolves, he even has a song recorded about him. Flash forward, he's an adult now living with schizophrenia, and he isn't doing that well. He becomes increasingly isolated, grows a scraggly beard, and wears ragged clothes. He also has had a bad run-in with the police, making him wary of future encounters. And he finds being physically touched abhorrent. So one day, when a policeman calls him over, he runs away instead. And what happens next is just horrible. He's chased and then brutally thrown to the sidewalk under the full weight of police twice his size. They tell passersby who are all concerned at James's calls for help, he's actually carrying a bag of drugs, which was breadcrumbs, and he's a transient, even though his home is only a few blocks away, and he has a long arrest record, also complete made up. They tase him repeatedly, and while he's lying there unconscious on the sidewalk, they stand beside him, unconcerned, sipping Starbucks. This is all on tape. Despite his calls for help, they take him to not to the hospital, but to the police station. They put this horrible clear plastic thing called a spit mask. I've never seen anything like it until I saw this film. Over his head, he's treated like a dog or worse. And then he's dead at the hands of the police. It makes my blood boil. The movie's a collective oral history of James Chassie in Portland. His mother, friends, lovers, acquaintances, and strangers all tell about his life and what happened. Second half of the movie follows the court case in Portland about whether or not the police who killed him would be held responsible. This is a very sad, very moving story about an interesting guy, his tragic fate, and what happens afterwards. This is an important topic that deserves to be seen, especially now, especially in Toronto. In fact, an inquest started just this week into the deaths of Michael Elegon, Sylvia Klibingatis, and Rael Jardine Douglas, all three in Toronto, killed by police, all three mentally ill. The Book Thief, directed by Brian Percival from the novel by Marcus Zusak. Liesel, played by Sophie Nelis, is a young girl in Nazi Germany before World War II. When things are getting treacherous, she's sent to live with a foster mother and father. Loving Papa and Mean Mama, played by Jeffrey Rush and Emily Watson, are her new parents. He calls her Your Highness because of her regal bearing. So Liesel is illiterate, but her toughness and independent spirit stops any bullying in its tracks. She quickly learns how to read and makes friends with Rudy, the boy next door. But her life changes when a young man, Max, who is Jewish, moves into the house with them. They hide him in the basement to keep him out of sight. Liesel and Max become very close. Meanwhile, newly literate, Liesel is shocked when she sees her beloved books being burned in a public square. She makes friends with a Burgermeister's wife who invites her to read in her private library, but when she's discovered and is barred from the house, she becomes the book thief of the title, borrowing other people's books to keep Max's spirit up as a book reader. They all face not just the cruelty of the Nazi war machine, but also the Allies who are frequently bombing their homes. This is Germany. Who will live through the war? Who will die? The movie is narrated by a passionless angel of death who reveals which characters live and die. I like the story. It's tender drama, fairy tale-like tone. Quebecoise Sophie Nélis is terrific as Liesel, as are many of the supporting staff, but didn't quite work for me. I couldn't connect. Certain things are really annoying about this movie. Why does everyone speak English with a fake German accent? It's an American movie about Germans in Germany. Why are they speaking with a foreign accent? They're Germans. And the omniscient, imperative, impassive narrator keeps pulling you back from the characters, makes it harder to care about them if it's just a fable. When Jews Were Funny, directed by Alan Zweig. Okay, is there a specific type of humor that can be called Jewish humor? And if so, is it or was it a central part of stand-up comedy? And are the new comics as funny as the ones from the 40s, 50s, and 60s? So director Alan Zweig thinks the dry wit of the old guys eating soup in the delis of his childhood were much funnier than today's stand-up comics. Is he right? Listen to this very old joke about a man asking a grocer if he has any salt.
Have I got salt? Here, take a look this wall. Salt, salt. Take a look down here. Salt, salt. Take a look here. Barrel salt. Boxes salt. Come on downstairs. I show you more salt. That kind of salt. We have salt here. And where else? Salt, salt we got. And Sam Rapitas says, this is marvelous. But will you ever sell all this salt? And the grocer says, me, I can't sell salt. But the guy who sells me salt, oh, can he sell salt?
This film won TIFF Best Canadian Feature Award this year. When Jews Were Funny and The Book Thief both open today, check your local listings, and Alien Boy plays at Rendezvous with Madness Film Festival tonight. Also on right now is Toronto's Polish Film Festival. Go to ekran.ca for more info. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.